You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name's Victoria. Are you currently calling me from a safe location?
Well, actually, I'm calling for my daughter. She needs a tow. She's in Troy, Illinois, with the Jeep Cherokee on a policy, and I'm not sure if we have roadside assistance.
Okay, so we can go ahead and see if we'll pull up your policy. Can I go ahead and get your first and last name?
Greg Sawa, S-A-W-A.
Rick?
Greg, G-R-E-G.
Oh. And S-A-W-A?
Yes.
And what's a good callback number for you today?
815-790-3707.
And would you like to receive text messages with the status of your service today?
Yes.
All right, and just so you know, message and data rates may apply. And could you go ahead and provide me with the member ID or policy number, please?
Oh, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to pull it up.
Sure, not a problem.
Policy number is IL-528-5847.
Thank you. IL-528-5847?
Yes.
So I'm not seeing a policy pop up with that number. Do you happen to have the vehicle's VIN number? Or what is the zip code associated with the account?
60449.
60449?
Yes.
And the last name was S-A-W-A?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I'm not seeing anything pop up under that zip code and last name as well. And you said you didn't have the VIN number?
No.
Did you want to try getting that and getting us a call back?
Yeah, I'll try that.
Okay, because other than that, your two options that you have is, one, you can either call your insurance company, and you can also honestly do this as well while you're looking for that VIN, just to see, just to make sure you have the correct policy number for your roadside assistance, and they can actually look further into that just to verify that you do have roadside coverage. Or you can pay for the service day and just submit any receipts to your insurance company for reimbursement consideration.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Not a problem. You have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you. You too.